We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, AT&T presents Roy Williams Live. AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Also brought to you in part by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside a jam-packed top of the hill restaurant. It is Monday, March the 11th, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. We're going to be here for the next hour talking Tar Heel hoops with the head coach of the Heels. Hope you can join us. You can do so a couple different ways. 866-TAR-HEELS, the phone number. 866-827-4335. Casey is back in the studio. He'll take your question, get it to us here at the restaurant. You can also shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We are slammed here in the restaurant. We're also excited because our good friends Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure are here. Always join us once a year. So if you're lucky enough to be in the restaurant with us tonight, Kenny's going to play us through all our commercial breaks here live. Then a little bit at the end of the show, we're going to save the last 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so of the show. Make sure hopefully you can listen in a little bit as well to the guys. So thank you guys so much for being here. Looking forward to the show. And, Coach, what a terrific week for the Tar Heels. It started with a road victory over Boston College on Tuesday night. That victory earned Carolina a 9-0 record on the road in ACC play, its first perfect road record in the conference since 2008. And the Tar Heels followed that up with a 9-point win over Duke on Saturday night in the Smith Center. That victory clinched a share of the ACC regular season title for the Tar Heels, earned Carolina's first regular season sweep of Duke since 2009. Coach, quite a week for your team.
Yeah, that is a good week. It's pretty easy to say that's a good week, but really proud of the kids. It's a stressful day for me, wanting to make sure that the seniors get a win on their last home game. And there was 100 million things going on, but I was really pleased with Cam and Luke and Kenny, and all three of those guys were really huge in the way we played, and their speeches after the game were sensational, but it was really a good day.
Of all the and there's a ton of numbers that you can, stats and all that stuff you can throw around about how impressive Carolina basketball has been for so long. This is certainly fits in that category. ACC has been around for 66 years. This is the 30.
I haven't been there that long.
Now for every year. Second time. So nearly half of those 66 years that Carolina has won at least a share of the regular season championship in the Atlantic Coast Conference. It is the ninth time in Coach Williams' 16 years that the Tar Heels have done that. Coach, just a remarkable stat, both during your tenure and in total, Carolina seemingly always at the top of this league.
Well, Carolina basketball is, again, when I first came here as assistant, there were only seven teams in the league. It was still hard to win because you still had to beat Duke and State and Virginia and everything, but now it's 15 teams, so I'm really proud of the kids. We set that as one of our long-range goals, the first one, and they came through with it, and you know, we had some hiccups along the way, but for the most part, we really did some nice things.
Coach, as far as the game itself on Saturday, felt like a couple big themes from that one. One, your defense, particularly in the second half. Duke was just 9 of 39 shooting in the second half. That's 23%, a big reason why your team was able to pull away and win.
Well, Garrison has been good all year long. Kenny's been good all year long, but Kenny was sensational Saturday, and I think that he was good. Kobe's had a good year defensively, but I do think, and then let's be honest, they missed some open shots early in the second half, and then late I think they rushed their shots a little bit because of the time and the score the game was. But I still felt good about our defense. I wish we had rebounded the ball better. And the offensive end was about to drive me crazy. I started the game with a little bit more gray hair. I started, ended the game with a lot more gray hair than I did to start. But in it, the bottom line is a W.
Coach, I wanted to mention Kenny Williams, not just the defensive effort. R.J. Barrett had 26 points for Duke, but he took 27 shots to get those 26 points. Kenny drew three charges in the game, and he had his season high in points in the game as well with 18.
We gave him four charges. The referee and I disagreed on what the call was on. So in the defensive grading, we gave him four charges.
Offensively, really the key stretch came in the second half. Your team went on a 14-2 run that opened up a close game.
Well, we came out, and Luke and Kenny and Cam and Kobe, those four guys really put the ball in the basket almost the entire second half, just those guys. We didn't get much more scoring from the other guy. Well, I shouldn't say, because Garrison made a couple of free throws for us down the stretch, but Kobe was big during that time. Cam, Luke didn't put the ball in the basket, but he had, what was it, 14 or 16?
16 rebounds.
16 rebounds. I think the last five games he's averaging 14 rebounds a game. So they all did some good things, and we went brain dead for about 5 minutes, but other than that, it was really good.
Luke May also, by the way, had 7 assists in that game. That's a career high for Luke in his Carolina tenure. Coach, you mentioned a little more than 6.5 minutes at the end with no field goals, but you had a 15-point lead when that started. Duke was able to cut it down to 5. You hit some big free throws late, Cameron Johnson, Garrison Brooks, and some key defensive stops as well.
Well, and during that time period, 6 minutes and 47 seconds, Kenny had a wide-open three and missed it. Cam had a wide-open three and missed it. Kobe took a terrible shot. Luke took a terrible shot. So you add all that together, and you go 0-for.
Sure.
It was not a good time period, but we were getting stops on the other end once they cut it to 5. And how crazy I am, I very seldom, you know this, look at the score. And I looked over at the score one time after they had made a bunch of their run, and it was 75-70. And all of a sudden, I felt a lot better. Because that was the score of the national championship game in 2005.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, it hit me right like that. So it's like sitting over there, I've got to do something. I just sit there. So I've got to think of something.
Coach, you mentioned the senior speeches, and this is something that you did at Kansas. It feels like it has really now taken root here in Chapel Hill, especially these last couple of years with some really impactful senior classes, and felt like Luke and Kenny and Cam were as good as we've heard here at Carolina, just as far as the emotion, their feelings, kind of all about it. Just a great evening.
Well, they're very bright young men. They've worked extremely hard. They've been in the gym more than anybody else, and I think it was a good moment for them. You know, when I started, I'm a copier. I've told you this. I'm not, you know, Coach Smith was very innovative. He would do different things. I see something I like, and I try to copy it. And Bob Knight, when he was at Indiana, before things went south up there, he let the seniors get the microphone and speak to the crowd and thank them for their support. And so we started doing it at Kansas, and it just blew up. And I think it's gotten to the point now that people really appreciate it. And, you know, again, it started out just saying something to the crowd about how much they enjoyed at that time playing in Allen Fieldhouse and then our guys now in the Smith Center. But they've taken it and started talking about the players and the coaches and their families. So it's a very personal time for them. And it's amazing. I bet 75% of the crowd stayed there for the full hour after the game.
Coach, what is that? What's that stretch like for you, that 30 minutes or so when they're talking? All three of those young men had something nice to say to you. Just what are your emotions during that time period?
It's hard for me, you know, because I'm fairly emotional anyway. So I can cry at the drop of a hat, I think, sometimes. But they're saying some personal things, and it brings back things that have happened over the 4 years. And I have a difficult time looking at them while they're talking. So I mostly just keep my head down and keep going kind of thing. But it's very special moments. And one of the neatest ones ever was, and they shouldn't say it like that because they've all been very special. But one that was neat was Marcus Page, really said some great things. But the neat thing is somebody took a picture of the Pittsburgh Pirates in spring training in their locker room. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 12, I'm not sure now, but they were 12 Pittsburgh Pirates watching television on the big screen, and they were watching Marcus Page's senior speech in spring training, and that was a nice picture that I got.
Of course, the Tar Heels not anywhere close to done. Still a lot more to do this season, and we have a lot more to do on this show. We're going to look ahead to the ACC tournament. All ACC teams were announced today. We will go through those, get coaches' reaction to that. Plus, of course, we're going to take your questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or send a tweet to me, at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. Kenny Mann, Liquid Pleasure are here with us tonight at Top of the Hill Restaurant, and we're going to let them play us through the break. Back with a lot more after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Really, any Monday night here at Top of the Hill Restaurant when we're rolling with Roy Williams Live, we have a good time. But especially our show, our annual show every year where Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure join us. band formed on September 7th, 1966. And they've been rocking ever since.
Can I say that?
Yeah, of course.
I got to read you something right here. This is the New York Times. And it has parentheses sizzle reel, which I don't know what that means. But anyway, January 2, 2019. 13-piece liquid pleasure band super show named number one wedding band in the country. Yeah, big boy.
Congratulations, guys.
That's right.
Appreciate you being with us, as always, here tonight.
That's all right. So are we.
Kenny said they
were still good. Code number one's okay.
Kenny said they tied for number one. If you didn't hear the first part of that, Coach Williams, of course, said it's over there. Coach, all ACC teams announced today. Tar Heels represented. Cam Johnson named first team all ACC. He is the 78th first-team member for Carolina. That is most in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Certainly a deserved honor for Cameron. He has just had a terrific senior season.
He's had a great year, shot the ball in the hole, scored points, gotten better defensively. He's had some big rebounding game for us, made some big shots, and couldn't be more pleased with the guy. As hard as he's worked to try to get his body in shape, he played hurt all year last year, so I'm really happy for him.
Coach Luke May named second team all ACC. He was the sixth highest vote getter in the conference. So essentially the first guy just left off. There were just a couple of points between he and Kyle Guy from Virginia, who was the fifth member of the first team. Luke also named academic All-America today. So big congratulations to Luke, who last week was also, speaking of the academic side of things, named the Prosser Award winner. That is given to the top student athlete in men's basketball in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Second consecutive year that Luke has won that award. So, Coach, some great honors for Luke, both on the court and off the court.
Yeah, he's had a great year. And when I say great year, we realize the ball hadn't gone in the basket for him. He hadn't shot it nearly as well this year as he did last year, but he's rebounded the ball. He's done so many good things. And to be honest with you, I was a pretty good student. Okay, and Luke May is a really good student. And for him to make second team academic All-American is great, but it really ticks me off because he should make first team, mm-hmm. You know, because it's supposed to be a combination of academics and basketball. And those other guys are good, but there's nobody up there better than Luke May. And so I wish he'd have been first team there.
One extra note just quickly about that Prosser Award. That award has been given for 9 years now, again, to the top men's basketball student athlete in the conference. 9 years that award's been given. 6 times it's gone to a Tar Heel in the 9 times that award's been given. So, to tell you a little something.
You know, with Tyler Zeller and Marcus Page and Luke, that's pretty good company to be in. And you may be going to get to this too, but those have been great awards for Luke and very well deserved. And Kobe also made the second team and was the 9th leading vote getter of all. So he was 4th highest vote getter on the second team. But that young man's had a heck of a year, too. And, you know, he gets it going a little bit. I asked him, I said, you want a break? And I walked just a little bit out on the court. I said, you want a break? And he said, no, I'm fine. I said, well, show me. He did. Pretty good.
So Kobe White, as Coach alluded to, second team All-ACC, also named to the ACC All-Freshman team, and was named ACC Freshman of the Week just for this past week's worth, 5th time that he has been honored with that this past year. Coach, I enjoyed, there was a little neat moment there. Kobe scored and got fouled in the second half of the Duke game, kind of right there on the baseline. Ended up right by the bench where you happened to be. You guys got a quick little low five in there, right there during the action.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but they showed it to me. I did see. Eric Hoots said the funniest thing was that Jonas jumped up like he was going to get 5-2, and me and Kobe both walked off away from him. But he made some big-time baskets for us, and he's done it all year.
Coach, certainly excited for those guys who were honored. Cameron Johnson, Luke May, Kobe White. One bit of a curious omission. Carolina did not have Kenny Williams nor Garrison Brooks on the all-defensive team. And that's a little disappointing. Both those guys have done a really good job on that side of the ball this year.
Well, they have. And I'll go back to that Nasir was also voted third or fourth in the voted for the sixth man of the year award, too. But No, Kenny Williams even had a better defensive year last year than he's had this year, and he didn't make it that time either. But if you ask the guys that he's guarded around the league, they will tell you he needs to be on the first team, and the respect that he has from the opposing players is really important to him, and I wish he had been on there. And it's Garrison. I mean, Garrison's been the most consistent defender we've had. But, I was a little disappointed about that one.
Coach, just wanted to touch on the BC game from Tuesday night, primarily just to make the point again that the win earned the Tar Heels a 9-0 record on the road in conference play. Just a tremendous accomplishment in today's game of basketball, being able to go on the road to 9 different places against quality teams and come away with a victory every time.
Well, I was pleased with a lot of things, but I was also pleased I made the whole game myself, because 3 years ago I didn't make the whole game myself up there. But No, I think we've gotten a little bit better and a little bit better each and every game. And 9-0 on the road in the ACC is, well, Coach Guthrie, you say you can tie it, but you can't beat it. And but I'm really proud of those kids about the way we've played on the road.
Coach, we're going to start getting questions after this next break. But just big marker of the season, through the regular season now. Just kind of your thoughts on your team, where it is, their growth, just where kind of are you pleased with where you are?
Well, you're pleased. You're never satisfied because you want more. But at the start of the season, we said, let's use the pre-conference to get ready for conference play. And our goal was to win the regular season. So we didn't win it outright, but we're very proud to have done what we've done with Virginia, because they had a great, great year and they beat us. And so, they got the number one seed. But we look at it, it's that part of the season's over with now. Let's try to open the door and see what else we can do. And I think that we need to go to Charlotte and play really well. We're going to, if we keep going, we're going to meet some very, very good teams, to say the least. I think one of the things I saw this morning maybe is the net deal. It's got Gonzaga 1, Virginia 2, Kentucky 3 or 4, and in Duke, and all the first 4 teams, we played all of them, so that part was good. But it's been a fun ride so far, but we do want to do more.
Of course, a lot still to do for the Tar Heels, and as we said, a lot more to do here on this show, which is going to start with us taking some of your questions when we return. Phone number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Give your question to Casey. He will send it to us here at the restaurant. You can send me a tweet as well, at Jones Angel. I'll get to as many of those as we can. We have a bunch of questions built up from throughout the day as well. The number one wedding band in the country, Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure, going to play us through this commercial break. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tire's Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint Sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Go, Bills!
purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/RogueSweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
We're inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It is Monday, March the 11th, and Roy Williams live. A reminder about the Rams Club: for as little as $100 a year, you can help make an enormous difference in the life of a student athlete at the University of North Carolina. If you're interested in learning more, ramsclub.com is the website. New polls out today. Tar Heels stay put at number 3 in the nation in both the AP and coaches poll. Virginia right now number 2. Duke comes in at 5. FSU at 12. Virginia Tech number 16. Louisville and Clemson receiving votes in the AP top 25. Gonzaga still number 1. Kentucky 4. Michigan 10. These are previous opponents for Carolina. Wofford at number 20. ACC tournament starts actually tomorrow. We'll talk about the Tar Heels' road in it a little bit later. Heels don't start till Thursday, but the tournament itself starts tomorrow. Number 12 seed Miami and 13 seeded Wake Forest. That is at noon. 10th seeded Georgia Tech and number 15 Notre Dame at 2. And 11th seeded Boston College, 14th seeded Pittsburgh at 7. There are a couple of automatic qualifiers up for grabs tonight that involve or that have Tar Heel ties. First of all, in the Southern Conference, game being played in Asheville, UNC Greensboro, of course, Wes Miller, the head coach there at UNCG, they are taking on Wofford. That score, about 10 minutes in, UNCG is up 17-11. In that one, about 10 minutes in, Wofford likely to get into the tournament. Actually, they will, even if they don't win that game. So that's a big one for some bubble teams out there as well, and certainly rooting hard for Wes and UNCG. Also, King Rice, J.R. Reed, and Monmouth take on Iona tonight at 9 o'clock in Albany, New York. That is for the MAAC Championship. Monmouth is the 6th seed in that tournament. They've already defeated the number 3 seed, Quinnipiac, the number 2 seed, Canisius. Now Iona's the number 1 seed. Monmouth started the year 0-12, but have bounced back and right on the doorstep of being able to get into the NCAA tournament. Again, that game is at 9 o'clock tonight. So Coach certainly rooting for those Tar Heels or those guys with Tar Heel ties this evening.
Yeah, Kings really turned Monmouth around. You said 0-12. I think they're 13-8 since that start there, and they've played really well. Two big wins and got a challenge tonight. And Wes is second in their league. They lost to Wofford both times by pretty significant margins. And so his guys are going to be fired up. And Wofford is really, really good. So we'll be trying to follow the score, and we'll be watching some of it on TV when we get home.
All right, let's see if we can get some questions in. We do have a bunch. Jim sent one in via Twitter. Coach, wanted to know if you remembered how Jump Around came to be before the tip in at the Smith Center, now just kind of part of the game day atmosphere that happens every single time in Chapel Hill.
I got no idea.
I think it was 2006, maybe 2007 in that time period.
I know it was Danny Green's time period, and because I remember Danny's senior year, I said, now, wait a minute, you've got a choice to make. I want to start you. But if I start you, you can't dance, because I'm not going to have somebody out there on the court doing that. So if you'd rather dance, you'll stay over there, and I'll start somebody else. He said, no, I think I'd rather start. So it worked out fine. But yeah, Danny was the first one that got it going, but that's all I know.
I do remember distinctly Carolina had a home game in 2007 against Virginia Tech, which Tar Heels lost that particular game, and Jump Around, there was a malfunction, and the song didn't play like it was supposed to. And Coach Wayne's in the next press conference said, whoever's responsible for that, I'm going to make sure I find out and make sure that they don't have a job anymore if it doesn't play again. At the time, I was one of the people responsible.
It worked. You got it fixed.
That's right.
It worked. Played better the next game. We won.
Coach, we have received, we have not touched on this much just because, as we said, it's really a day-to-day thing, but we have just been inundated with questions about Leaky Black and people interested in how Leaky's doing, his recovery, and if you hope to see him again this season for the Heels.
Well, I'll tell you something. We had a new player on the court today. I said, number one, where'd you come from? Because I've been calling him 2020 for the last 2 months, you know, that he is going to come back and play for us in 2020. But Leaky did play in practice today, and so we've got some hope for him. But seriously, it was the first thing he's done. First thing he's done since the Georgia Tech game. But he looked okay. It'll be really interesting to see how he feels tomorrow.
Coach got this one via Twitter from @HeelsYes. And this person said, several times after a TV timeout, they notice that you will send a group of five back out onto the court, but also immediately after the ball is put in play, you'll send a sub to check in. And just curious as to why, if you were going to put the sub in at the first dead ball, why they didn't just go out of the huddle into the game.
Because I'm the damn head coach. I can do what I want to do. I don't know. I don't like the way the first guy looks at me, and the horn's already blown, so I send him out there, and I want the other guy. I like him better way he looks. I don't know. It's just you go by the seat of your pants. I don't go over and script it down. And sometimes also it's something that, there is some brain knowledge used here. Why am I going to put a substitute in if I just called a play for a guy who's a better shooter?
Sure.
Or why am I going to put a substitute in for a guy that it's their ball and I want our best defensive player to be there? But, you know, I do it because I want to.
Coach, let's go to our Cruisers question of the night.
Okay.
And our winner's going to get, in fact, you know what? We're going to have dual Cruiser question of the night because we didn't have one last week because it was a fast show. We were only here for about 35 minutes. So one of two Cruisers questions of the night, $25 gas gift card, courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Rhett Edwards sent this one in, and he said, with the big news this past week that Rasheed Wallace will be taking on a new head coaching role. Of course, Rasheed, the head coach now at Jordan High School, just down the road here in Durham. And wanted to know how well you know Rasheed. Do you know any characteristics that you think may bleed over to make him a good coach? And other than avoid him trying to get teed up all the time, what advice would you give him?
No, Rasheed is fantastic. Over the years, he's kind of came back and played with our guys, talked to the big guys about different things. He's coached in the NBA. We go back a long way. I recruited Rasheed when I was at Kansas. And, in fact, Coach Smith had a funny story. He called me because I think it was 93, I think it was, that after they won the championship, they went to Philadelphia. I think that was
correct.
His class, 94, his freshman year.
Yes.
And they go to Rasheed's home that night, and he commits to him that night after they won the national championship. And Coach called me and said, I want you to know something that Jackie, Rasheed's mom, says, Coach, I hope you're happy with this. She said, yeah. She said, I'm happy. He's made a good choice. You're one of my two favorite coaches. And he said, well, who's the other one? She said, Roy Williams. He said, well, that's okay. He's one of our guys. So we recruited. Steve Robinson and I recruited Rasheed. Great deal. I think he's a great player. Extremely intelligent about the game of basketball. Extremely intelligent in everything he does. When he plays, and yeah, he led the world in technicals. But that's okay, too, because most of the time he was right and the referee was wrong. So that's the way I look at it. But the really neat thing is that he's going to have a player at Jordan High School named Elijah.
That's right.
Because it's Hubert Davis's son, played for him this year and started for him as a sophomore. So Elijah will play for him next year.
I bet that first game over there at Jordan High School next year is going to be a popular one to see Coach Rasheed Wallace there on the sidelines.
Yep.
We're going to take a timeout. More to do with the head coach of the Heels after this. Roy Williams live coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Man, I almost feel bad. I almost feel bad coming back from the commercial breaks every time. We're having such a great time during the breaks with Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure. Thank them again for being here. Hope you're enjoying everybody here in the restaurant. We are jam-packed in here tonight, having a great time. Why not? Tar Heels ACC regular season champions and at the ACC heading off to the ACC tournament, which we'll talk about here in just a bit. Want to quickly get you up to date on some other sports around Carolina. Women's basketball finished with their regular season 18-14 right now, finished 8-8 in the ACC. They fell to eventual champion Notre Dame in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament, awaiting the NCAA selection show. Most projections have the Heels safely into the tournament around an 8 or a 9 seed. Of course, we'll have to wait and see for sure. Baseball, number 8 in the nation. Tough weekend this past weekend against Clemson, but back in action tomorrow at 3 o'clock against Gardner-Webb, then at UNCW Wednesday at 3 p.m. Women's tennis, number 1 in the country, now 18-1 overall, 6-0 in ACC play. They don't play again until March 24th against Miami. Men's tennis, number 5 in the nation, 9-2 overall, 2-0 in the league. Next action is Friday at Georgia Tech. Both lacrosse programs ranked. The men at number 19, they are 4-2 on of the year. They host Bucknell tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And the women, number 3 in the country, 5-1, 1-0 in the ACC, beat Virginia in their most recent action. And they'll be at Elon tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. All right, let's get to some more questions with Coach. Coach, this one came in via Twitter from Amy Cook. Amy says she's a big Tar Heel fan but doesn't follow recruiting very closely. Did not know that Kenny Williams had originally committed to VCU before changing that commitment to Carolina. She was just interested in kind of your point of view from that story, and what do you remember of the recruitment of Kenny Williams?
Well, I didn't know Kenny, and I was at a camp and saw this kid take a charge, and the next time down on the offensive end, he makes a three-point shot. And then the next time down, he takes a shot. I mean, takes a charge, and then he goes down and makes it out. So we just started looking into him. He played for Boo Williams, and I really liked him. And Shaka Smart was still at VCU, and they had really been recruiting him for 2 or 3 years. And we never really did get that close, but I think he knew how much I liked him, and he liked North Carolina. But for VCU, had just done a great job with him. So when Shaka left and took the job at Texas, Kenny let us know that he was going to open it back up, and so we went pretty hard after him then, brought him in. He came down and played pickup with our guys, and I couldn't watch him. We could staff, we can't watch, and all I knew is everybody came up and said, Coach, he made every shot. And so we, needless to say, our players did a great job recruiting him, and it was one of the neatest things that's ever happened because I've been really lucky to coach Kenny Williams for 4 years.
Coach, a couple of things about the ACC tournament. Graham sent one in and said Louisville is a potential opponent for Carolina in the quarterfinal of the ACC tournament. Wanted to know, in your mind, the biggest difference between those two games this year. With Louisville, they did feel like important games in the journey of this season for your team.
Well, they were two vastly different games, to say the least. The game here, give Louisville credit, they hit us right in the mouth and we didn't respond. Their big guys kicked our tails inside. We couldn't guard Nwora. We couldn't guard Sutton. We couldn't guard anybody. I was really disappointed because it's the only game this year that I felt like we weren't really prepared, ready to play, and ready to compete. And at the same time, they had the dominating factor in that because they hit us. And it was great. I think we went back and played at Louisville. We were much more ready to play. We got off to a better start and played, and they had a couple of times that they had good shots. The ball didn't go in the basket. So we know how good they are because they hammered us as badly as anybody's hammered us ever in the Smith Center. But, again, we've got to watch some play. They've got to get there in the whole bit. But, no, it was vastly different games. And, you know, Chris has done a great job with his team, and he's really a good guy, too.
So Carolina will either play Louisville, the number 7 seed, the number 10 seed Georgia Tech, or the number 15 seed Notre Dame in the quarterfinal round. Still several games have to occur before the Tar Heels know who they are playing. How do you end up scouting all that, Coach? How do you try to make sure you're ready for whoever is coming your way?
Well, every team in the ACC, a coach on my staff is responsible for them, and I think Hubert's got two of the three, and I think Brad's got the other one of those three. They'll see the early round games and see them in person, but I would guess both those guys have seen 10 to 15 of their games completely all the way through. So that's the way we'll do it.
Coach Stephen Rich, who normally is joining us here in the restaurant. Stephen, it's Andrew on vacation out in Colorado.
Okay.
Wanted to know which you value more, an ACC regular season championship or an ACC tournament title?
Well, I've always said I value the regular season because it's 18 games. It's a long marathon out there that you're competing every night. But in saying that, we'd like to win the tournament also. I'm not against winning it, whatever it is. But but I do put more value on the regular season because it is such a much longer stretch run. And, I mean, it's just more validity to it.
Sandra sent one in as well, dual questions from the Rich family. She said she thought the players handled just all the pressure around the Duke game very well. Wants to know if the pressures of that game and of senior night, do they help you get ready in any way for a big NCAA tournament pressure?
It's completely different. I don't care who we're playing that day. And somebody said, boy, isn't it great beating Duke? And I said, that's third on my list. First is I want to win the last home game for the seniors, period, the end. Secondly, by winning, we had a chance to be co-champions of the regular season, and then beating Duke was third. And it's no doubt in my mind. I know that other people may not feel that way, but I coached those kids for 4 years, and by golly, I want them to win. That's the most important thing.
Let's take another timeout just to get us back on time a little bit. We will enjoy Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure here in the restaurant. We'll get some more questions, too, and you can still get some in. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. 20 minutes left to go on the Monday, March 11th version of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. I'm Jones Angel. He's the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. Coach?
Yeah, and Jones, one of the things that you guys have heard me say, I love Kenny Mann. That's my music. That's what I grew up. I love soul music. That's fantastic. I skipped music for about 15 years there. I didn't like hard rock, electric music. I didn't like rap and everything. In my car right now, all the music I have is soul music. Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, The Temptations. Kenny always plays a song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, which is my favorite song in the world. So I like that. And in our crowd tonight is a guy that I listen every morning. I hate to say it this way, but it's true. I wake up with Ron Stutz every morning. That's a sorry thing to say. But I do listen to Ron every morning, just the CBS News. But I get in my car and I go to work or I go to the airport or wherever I go, and I listen to QDR. Because several years ago, I started to get more into country music. So now in my car, it's either soul music or country music. And Mike Wheelis from QDR is sitting right back here. And Michael's been involved in two of the funniest moments ever. Last week, I think on Thursday, they were saying something about the big game, and he said, I don't care, I'm a Tar Heel. And that's who I'm going to be pulling for. And they've been great. And 2 years ago, I think, they had Eric Church on. And Eric was doing two concerts back-to-back, I think, in Raleigh somewhere, Michael, you may remember. But he had the funniest statement, because he's talking about, I'm a Tar Heel, I love Carolina. And some caller called in and said, hey, you know, you need to be careful. They got North Carolina State, and you got Wake, and you got Duke. Are you afraid that's going to hurt your crowds? He said, I'm a Tar Heel. You think I give a blankety blank about some guy from New Jersey that pulls for Duke? And so, Michael, you may remember that, but that's my music world right there. Country music with Michael and Janie in the morning, and then Kenny Mann is my man over there.
Appreciate both of you guys being here tonight, everybody here at Top of the Hill. Quick reminder, speaking of here at Top of the Hill, should have gotten your ticket. We're going to do our giveaway during the next commercial break. Our Alumni Hall item of the week, got a cool one this week. It is a UNC divot and ball marker set. So if you are a golfer, you know a golfer, that's what we're giving away this week. If you don't win, you can scoot right down the road to Alumni Hall here on Franklin Street. Pick one up yourself or shop online at alumnihall.com. Let's get to a couple more questions. Coach, these both come from in the restaurant. John Coffey, who is right there in front of us, wants to know, how much help do you give the players as far as the decision going pro, as far as talking with agents, financial advisors, all those different kind of things?
You know, it's dramatically different from what it used to be. And nowadays, they've got so many people around. The agents are trying to get to them at such an early age. The one thing that I was really disappointed in with the commission that studied the problems we have in college sports, all the things that with the FBI going on, there's an agent involved in all that stuff. So what'd they do? They gave agents more access. Mm-hmm. You know, there were basketball coaches that screwed it up too, but they gave the agents more access. I can't ever believe that. But generally speaking, what we do is say, hey, while you're here, the University of North Carolina's got to be really important to you. While you're here going to class and getting your degree's got to be really important to you. While you're here, our team is really important to you. And at the end of the season, we talk to the guys, and I've got pretty good contacts. There's a lot of guys who've got great contacts. Nobody's got any better. I've got two or more former players who are NBA general managers. Yeah. And then Mitch Kupchak is one of my best friends in the world in Charlotte. So we've got we can get access. We can get the true feeling of the NBA guys, and we tell them what that is. We always complete a form. It's the evaluation to the evaluation committee for the early entry NBA. And so we send that in, and they generally give me information from at least 10 teams and as many as 21 teams. And, in fact, a few years ago, the guy that was ahead of that committee was a North Carolina graduate, and so I'd get information from 21 teams. And we give that information to the family, and then I just tell them, tell me what you want to do. I've never been disappointed in a kid making a decision if that's really what he wants to do. And my fear is a lot that I want to make sure they're going to be drafted in the first round, because that's 2 years guaranteed. Mm-hmm. If you're not drafted in the first round, there's nothing guaranteed. It used to be better because it was 4 years guaranteed. But we work with the kids. But right now, the families are great. They always have been. They think about it at the end of the season. Right now, we're just trying to play every game and we'll do the best we can.
One more from here in the restaurant. We'll take another break. Rufus sent this one to us. Coach, wanted to know if you had seen Chris Clemens, who has had a terrific season and career at Campbell University, said he shoots free throws from the right corner of the free throw stripe when he is shooting, and wanted to know if you've had a player that has ever shot in any kind of unorthodox way, either at the line or just in general.
Some that do things differently. I mean, that's a little drastic going all the way over the side like that. I think it looks, the ring is still there. It makes no difference, but it looks bigger if you shoot it straight on. But a lot of the shooting experts would say that he shouldn't do that, but he makes all the suckers, so he knows what he wants to do.
Probably the strangest one here, I still think, is Nate Britt, who would shoot left-handed from the free throw line, right, and then right-handed jump shots, or the other way around, whichever one it was.
It wasn't unusual because his left-handed set shot, he took it straight up, but his left-hand jump shot, he took the ball up and turned it, and there was an extra movement in there on his jump shot, and so he made a bunch of them.
Yeah. And we had one other question, actually, that's been here for a bit about Chris Clemens and had a terrific year, became the ninth player in NCAA history to reach 3,000 or more career points. Matthew Creech is the one who sent this in. Just wanted to know if you were aware of what he was doing at Campbell University.
Yeah, it's in this state, you watch the sports in the state, but also the national media. I mean, ESPN covered him quite a bit, and I can't remember if it's against CB or West. He played one of those guys early and got about 400, and so I knew about him after that. Those guys gave me the scouting report on him, but he's had a great, great year and fun to watch. I've watched a few of their games that they had in the tournament and one regular season game, but he's fun to watch.
We're going to take a timeout. If you're here in the restaurant, get your ticket. We're going to pull our ticket for our alumni hall item. Plus, we're going to hear more from Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure as well. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right. Couple of things here. We do have one more break. Want to take it kind of quickly because we want to let you listen in a little bit to Kenny Mann Liquid Pleasure at the end of the show. couple different things. I'm going to go and read our winning ticket number. We normally do it during the break, but we were listening to Kenny Mann there. So our ticket winner is last four digits, 0106. 0106. 0106, last four numbered back there in the back. Congratulations, sir.
All right.
And we will get that taken care of in just a second. Also, some birthdays. Birthday today. Happy birthday, Daniil. Happy birthday, Mike. Thank you guys for being here with us.
Janice.
And happy birthday, Janice. Congratulations on the birthday. And one more coming up on Wednesday. Where's Miss Allie? She's going to be 4 years old on Wednesday. Happy birthday, girl. She said she wanted some Paw Patrol stuff for her birthday. We'll get it. Congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Allie girl.
Joining us tonight. All right, Coach, we're going to get one more question before we take our final break. And we're going to also do this as our co-cruisers question of the night. Lauren is here. She was sitting at the bar area in the back. She waves and says hello. Coach, she wants to know if you remember the deal that you and Lauren had a couple weeks ago here at the show. She asked the question, if the Tar Heels beat Duke at home, would you be willing to go and speak to her class? And she was checking to see if you were still up and good to go on that conversation.
Honey, you get to me, get me the information, and I'll do that, I promise you.
All right. Thank you for being here, Lauren. And isn't it fun that we even have to discuss that, whether That's or not right. Coach is going to be doing that. We're going to take one more break, come back, look to the ACC tournament, and then let you listen in a little bit to Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure. It's all coming up after this. Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like, come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds, plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint Sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left on the show. We're going to try to get done here in about 1 minute. So we have a minute of letting you listen in to Kenny Mann, Liquid Pleasure. Of course, we're going to listen a little bit longer after that here in the restaurant. But Coach, Carolina enters ACC tournament, number 2 seed, 14th time they've been the number 2, first time since 06, just the second time since 98. What's your schedule like this week as you prepare for what is always a tough event coming up in Charlotte?
Well, it is a tough event. It's great teams, great competition. You go bam, 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 and you got to play, and you got to play on game day, and you got to play well. If they let me put a smile on my face as much as Kenny Mann and his guys and young lady did this year, That'll be fantastic, Kenny Boy. This is my favorite radio show every night, every year, excuse me. But no, I think it's the best league in college basketball. It's the granddaddy of all the tournaments. Having it back in North Carolina, I love that part. You got great teams playing for reasons, and some of them are different than others. Some are a little more hungry than others to try to see if they can get in the big tournament. So it's just a fantastic event, and I'm very flattered to be part of it.
We're going
to
sneak out a little early to let you listen some to Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure. But, Coach, again, congratulations on a wonderful season to this point and looking forward to keeping on going.
Thank you very much, Jones. Thanks, everybody. Kenny, thank you very much. Michael, thanks for being here. Appreciate everybody.
All right, we're going to let Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure play us out here on the latest edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Live from top of the hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.